Taking a look at the Wisconsin apple business, we're visiting today with Amaya Atucha, Department of Horticulture, University of Wisconsin Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Amaya, give us a little idea what the apple harvest may look like this season.
We have a good season for apples. Overall, the season has been good. We have had good weather. We expect just a normal harvest, and we will have a lot of good apples.
Amaya, what do you expect the harvest window to be?
We start here in Wisconsin. We can have the very, very early varieties can start at some point in mid-August, and just later varieties can go all the way until mid-October.
While we're talking about varieties, Amaya, are there some new varieties people can think about?
Some new varieties that we've been hearing about are Passas and Riverbell, varieties from here from Wisconsin. Passas in particular is similar to Honeycrisp, but it seems to have a better texture and flavor. Riverbell is another variety. It is similar to Honeycrisp. It's harvested earlier.
Amaya, what are some of the recent trends in the business of growing apples?
A lot of the growers are retiring, and the new generation is coming in and taking over the orchards, which is very exciting. There's a lot of new people working in the apple industry. I think that there's a lot of enthusiasm from them, and we are very excited here at UW to be able to support them.
Amaya, are there some new methods of growing apples that we're looking at?
In the last 10 years, there's been a very big push for high-density orchards, which basically means you have more trees in the same area. The promise of the high-density is that it's more efficient.
Maya, can you describe for us what one of these high-density apple plantings would look like?
So a high-density planting has many, many trees that are small. We can plant between 1,000 to 1,200 trees per acre. They're all very close together, and because they're so small and we crop them with so many apples, we need to have some support, and for that we have a trellising system. So you have a lot of wires and some posts in which we place the branches of the trees so that they can hold the weight of all the apples. Very similar to a vineyard, you basically have one small little trunk with very, very tiny lateral branches that have a lot of fruit, which is very efficient in terms of controlling pests and disease, and also requires less time of pruning.
In the high-density apple planting, are all the same varieties available to that system?
Yes. The most important thing is not the variety, but the rootstock. The rootstock has an influence on the size of the final tree. Now, through selection of breeding, we have discovered that we can select for trees that are dwarfing trees. We select rootstocks that give that trait to the tree, so we have smaller trees, and those are the trees that we need to plant on these high-density systems.
We've been visiting with Amaya Atucha, Department of Horticulture, University of Wisconsin Extension, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.